Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here for the Marriage Secret Masterclass episode 2. If you haven't listened to part 1 of this, then go and listen to part 1. Part 1 lays the foundation for these 3 secrets that I'm going to be sharing in the next 3 episodes. Part 1 covers the importance of love energy and how it's critical in having the relationship that you truly want and desire. In the 4-part series, I'm going to show you how to reignite the passion and love in your relationship, how to overcome any challenges, and how to get the love that you want. So go back and listen to part 1 now if you haven't. And if you have listened to part 1, welcome. Do subscribe so you don't miss the next 2 after this one. And let's get into what I'm going to be covering today. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you how to awaken your hidden magnetic love energy using a little known secret that's never been seen before. I'm excited and I'm so happy you're here. So let me tell you a story. I hit rock bottom 9 years ago, trying everything to make my relationship work. Everything to try and make it a success. Why wasn't it as simple as getting success in my career? I'd lie awake at night feeling totally alone and hollow. Drinking was my only escape. I wanted the relationship of my dreams. I wanted to feel loved. I wanted the loneliness to go. I know that I needed it badly. Nothing I wanted more than the loving, growing relationship I'd seen on the movies or friends' families' marriages. You know, the people that have been together for ages. And when you see them, they're so happy together. And you can feel how much they love and adore each other, how much they dote on each other. Instead, I was struggling with my drinking problem, hiding the bottles at the back of the luxury apartment fridge or stashing the empty bottles in the cupboard to later recycle, hoping that my partner wouldn't notice. And when I managed not to drink on the occasional night that I did manage, I would escape through food. I would binge eat my way all the way through the night, making another snack after another snack after another snack. The problem? I didn't want to face my relationship problems. I'd rather drink, eat, or work excessively than sit down and take a deep breath and transcend my problems. It wasn't until I asked myself those powerful internal questions from Paul McKenna's book that I shared in part 1 that I realized that I was not being who I really am. And when I made the decision to then understand everything I could about what makes relationships bring about the best in you, what is needed to create a loving, peaceful, and happy home. The journey of self-discovery took me all the way from Dubai over to Greece, where I took an NLP course. John, the instructor, was a very handsome and successful man. He seemed to have it all together. He taught me the secrets of the working of the subconscious mind. It was super powerful. I learned a secret way of refocusing your mind to enable you to quickly open and awaken your love energy. While in Greece, I was still a little bit low, feeling like I'd got no friends to turn to. In fact, I did have friends. It just didn't seem like it at the time. Feeling like there was something missing inside, like a hollow tree that had fallen onto the forest floor, I needed a change of scenery. A change of scenery from the intensity of the relationship and life back home. As I sat there in this workshop, in front of this world expert, and understanding the human mind and relationships, my mind was wandering all the time, not resting on anything. I looked out of the window with a vacant stare into the autumn afternoon, the trees swaying in the wind, the ground covered with golden, brown and red and bronze leaves scattered everywhere, all the time feeling disappointed, and feeling hurt inside of me. I could really feel it inside my stomach. And then, out of the corner of my disinterested eardrums, I heard the instructor say, "Imagine for a second that you're in a white, spacious box. A very spacious white box. That's totally calming and relaxed. Imagine you're sitting on a soft, luxury white armchair that feels so comfortable. It's almost like it's been handmade just for your body. And you're just sitting there, relaxed. And as you're sitting there relaxed, now, just for a second, close your eyes. And if you're not driving, you can do this along with me if you want to. And take a deep breath in and let it all out. And take a deep breath in and let it all out. And feel into your body. See if you can feel your body moving as you breathe. Your stomach moving out as you breathe in and coming back as you breathe out. See if you can notice the natural rhythm of your body. And as you focus on your body's natural sensation, just notice how your body feels right now. And for a moment, leave your worries, your hopes. Leave everything outside of the box. Put all your problems outside, behind you. And just notice that what's here and relax ever deeper. Relax ever deeper into your own essence, into boundless love and light itself. Now move into your heart area. Focus on your heart area for just a moment and leave everything else outside. Focus on your heart center. Just let everything else fade away. All that matters now is you and your breath. You and your heart. And this white, spacious room. You can do it easily. So just give yourself this one moment to just leave everything outside. Everything outside that doesn't belong to love, to peace, to happiness, outside of the box. Okay, really do it, he said, smiling and laughing. And now, being inside this spacious, white, comfortable box, with a soft, warming glow coming from the walls, what does it feel like? What can you sense? Safety, peace, calmness, feeling at ease, hopeful. I followed the exercise. I really followed the steps. And then the instructor asked, "Do you feel a sense of comfort, warmth, or inner strength? Can you feel a subtle energy around your body? That's love." And I noticed deep within me that I could really feel love and light. I closed my eyes and found myself sitting in this pure white box, feeling into my heart. I left all my thoughts and worries and concerns outside the box. Nothing was there to bother me. I felt totally loved and at peace. The longer I stayed, the less and less my thoughts distracted me. Behind all the thoughts was a comforting warmth and calming energy. I felt totally at one with myself and with life. A buzz of clear, crisp relaxation fell over me. Never ever in the past years had I felt so relaxed. I felt like I was being carried on a soft, pillowy cloud without a single thing to bother me. I experienced something profound, and I knew without a shadow of a doubt that the following exercise was just the beginning. If I could just use this, but develop this, into directing my attention to things that created more love in my heart, and in my body, I'd be much more relaxed and happier in my relationship and in my daily life. And then, after that was when I decided to take meditation and hypnosis classes. Because the more I kept practicing about and learning about hypnotherapy and meditation, the more my power grew stronger, the more peace I felt, the more calmness I felt, the more love and understanding I felt, and I was able to transmit this onto others. You cannot give love and peace if you do not feel it on the inside. In order to have a loving and peaceful and calm and great relationship, I had to be that. And I noticed that the more I accepted things as they were in my life, and accepted things as they were in my past, the more happiness I experienced, and the more my love energy grew. What I learned from the trip to grief was that even in total darkness and despair, there is a simple way to feel better and to change your relationship by shifting your focus and tapping into love. I needed to take care of myself to start love more. Only then will I be able to love and be available to love and be loved. It's such a simple exercise, the one I just described to you, and the effects are instant. Do you think that you could easily do this? It was only after this exercise and this experience that I knew in my heart of hearts that the only way to elevate my happiness and build a successful relationship was by focusing on myself and my inner love energy. Never before had I thought of giving myself time and the focus away to change the relationship. I thought my partner had to change for my relationship to be good. You may be thinking, oh yes, Nicola, but you're an expert. So how do you think someone like me could do something like that? Which is a valid question, and a question that I've been asked time and time before, which is why I've mentioned it. But the cool thing is that it didn't just work for me. It's worked with all kinds of people all over the world. Just look at Lisa, who went through 5 miserable years of suffering, hoping her husband would change. Little did she know that the way to her dream marriage that she desperately wanted was only possible when she focused on awakening her love energy. They were having clashes over family finances and how to discipline their children. Tom had a strict upbringing. If he didn't eat the food he was given, he'd be sent to bed with nothing. And this made him eat vegetables and fruit and be grateful for what he was given. He felt that they should do the same with their children. To be strict, and to send them to bed without eating anything until they learned to eat healthy foods. Lisa disagreed. There was no way she could let her children go hungry. This was just one of the many ways they clashed in parenting. They fought every weekend over something. Each week, Lisa would pray that Tom's point of view would change. It was only when she first heard about the Empowered Love Formula and the online program and meditations that things really started to change. This is what happened. If I knew how effective the formula would be, I wouldn't have wasted 5 whole years suffering, Lisa said. I just hoped that my husband would change. I was hesitant because I didn't know if you could really save your marriage on your own. And yet I was determined to try. After following the step-by-step formula, I awakened my love energy. And I worked so well, a week later, he joined me. I'm so pleased I took action. And I started to use this incredible system to restore the love and happiness in my life. As goodness knows how many more years we would have wasted being miserable around each other. That's what Lisa said. And Tom said, after seeing the profound changes in Lisa, I became curious and thought I'd at least have a look at what this formula was all about. Instantly, I liked Nicola's no-nonsense approach, and the fact that we didn't have to drag up the past. It was clear that the formula was forward-focused, looking at the future, which I agreed with, so it suited me. Well, you may be thinking, listening here to me, that awakening your love energy is a load of mumbo-jumbo, right? A load of trash. Well, at first, I thought that. At first, I thought that the only way to repair my relationship was to be more successful in my career and finances. and that that would make me happier, and that the relationship would be happier. But nothing changed. And so when that didn't work, I made the move to new surroundings. As I mentioned earlier, I went and lived on the Palm, thinking that if I lived on the Palm, my problems would fade away. But it actually made things no better, maybe even worse, as it was more time doing nothing productive for the relationship. I couldn't have been more wrong on both of those changes, you see. You see, everything is energy. Do you remember back in science class, the teacher used to talk about protons, neurons, atoms, all these particles make up energy all around us. You may remember also that these particles vibrate to make things appear and feel solid. Like your hand. It's energy vibrating. It's science, plain and simple. Awakening your love energy is no different. Love energy is a particular form of vibrating particles that move in a particular way and cause us to experience a feeling and a strong sense of happiness and contentment with life, with our relationships, and with ourselves. The vibrations of love literally change the structure of your cells. They change you because they change the structure of your cells. This is how one person can change a relationship. Because if you're more loving, then you can start to shift and change the relationship and even the cells of your partner. You may have heard of Imazuro Emoto. Imazuro Emoto was the famous Japanese scientist. In his world-famous experiments, he tested the effects of saying a particular word onto water and then freezing it. The effect of the word love on freezing water was one of them. And there's many, many examples, but another one he used, which is quite striking, was you disgust me on freezing water. And then he looked at the crystals, and the frozen crystals showed a complete difference. The ones that had the word love made a beautiful crystal, and the ones that had you disgust me looked deformed. There was no crystal. It was coloured yellow with brown holes in. It was broken. The energetic vibration that you are giving off directly affects your entire body and structure of your cells. It's pretty incredible, right? So if you can make your partner feel more love, then that's going to start to change their cells. But really, the most important thing is focusing on yourself. With the study, the more words of love and gratitude that were directed towards the water, the more harmonious the shapes of the ice flakes were. I remember when I was first told about this study, and I recommend if this is the first time you're hearing about Masaru Emoto, I'll put his name in with this secret podcast. Look it up. Look it up online. You can find it on YouTube. You can find it when you Google it. It's amazing. The first time I was told about this study, I was on a communication training at work. And several guys from my office started attacking the trainer, saying, "That's ridiculous. How can water be affected by words? I don't believe it. People speaking to water, that's ridiculous." So in the break, she gave us the link to look at the study and the evidence. And they were amazed. Sometimes it's hard to grasp that we are energy and impact each other, as we're so often in our minds. We're so often into gadgets these days. We're so often into our phones, our computers, that we miss out on noticing the energy in us and the energy around us and the power that we can do to change ourselves. Sometimes we can be so stuck in our day-to-day routines. And some of you may be stuck, like I was, in addictive patterns. Did you know that the human body is made up of over 98% water? Keep that in mind when you look up Masaru Emoto's work and you see the effects of the study, the beautiful crystal that had "I love you" and the deformed crystal that had "you disgust me." If you can't find the link for any reason, then reach out to me on my website, nicolabeer.com, and I'd happily put you in the right direction. So you may be thinking, Nicola, I can't afford the time or money to fly away, to go to Greece, to get away from it all, to have an experience like you did. Well, although I did travel away, it wasn't the trip that transformed my life and relationships forever. It was this simple exercise that shifted my thinking that truly changed the direction for me. You don't have to leave the comfort of your room to raise your love energy. I remember when I first started to shift my focus. That's all it took for my love energy to change. When I first began this, I created so many different ways of awakening my love energy. I studied lots of different types of meditation. I studied yoga teacher training and various other things from all these different schools around the world. I would then go to the park and walk or jog for an hour with my headphones, listening to the meditations and the hypnotherapy tracks that I created. And it's now become part of the Empowered Love Formula, my Empowered Love Formula, which is my online program that I always love to do myself and share with others. It was so freeing. With each stride, I'd feel more alive and more open. When I arrived back home, my partner praised me for how I looked, something I rarely got from him. My energy was starting to change his actions. It can work for you too. You may be thinking, I can't see how awakening my love energy can help my marriage right now. It seems like it's an individual exercise. It seems too simple. How can it help me? How can it help my marriage? Well, I remember before I learned any of this stuff, coming home from work one day. This was going back ages now, but this is before I learned this stuff. And it had been a busy day, a very stressful day at work, in fact. And the first thing when I came through the door was I saw that my partner was doing the same old thing. Sitting in the same chair, in front of the TV, with his laptop on his lap, not moving at all. My first reaction was to judge him internally. Then I said, "What are you watching now? Another crappy rerun? Is that what you've got on the menu for this evening? How boring." And then I would mutter under my breath to myself, "God, you're such an old man." That then escalated into a full-blown argument. Fast forward a few months later, again, I came home from work. This is after I've applied my love energy techniques. It was a busy day again. Normally I would have been stressed, but after focusing on awakening my love energy and keeping my attention on my inner feelings of peace, calm, and transmitting love, I felt like I was walking on air. Because every day I was sitting for 10 minutes in a quiet place and going through the meditations that I've now created and I mentioned earlier. I strolled through the door feeling an air of confidence and calmness. My partner was watching TV, but this time, instead of the judgment, I looked over and smiled. "Hi darling, how are you?" I asked. The best thing was that he stopped what he was doing. He turned it off. He looked lovingly back at me and he beckoned me to sit down next to him and asked me if I wanted to go out and do something together, anything I want. He had even looked up what was on the theatre and found out what bands were playing in town. His energy had shifted. He actually planned something for us, and I didn't even ask. It's kind of like imagining something and then it happening. I felt like I'd won the lottery. I was so excited inside. The little changes that I was making on how I felt and how I reacted and how I was with him were making huge changes in our relationship, because it's the little things that make relationships great. It's the daily and weekly actions that transform a marriage. I felt seen, I felt desired, and I felt cherished. This has not only worked for me, it's also worked for thousands of couples. Let me introduce Sarah, who was clashing and battling with her husband over finances, her children, and non-existent sex life. It was torture, plain and simple. Her husband refused to get help, so she decided to go it alone. I remember when she first discovered awakening her love energy. She said to me, "Nicola, I instantly feel better. It's like a dark, heavy rain cloud has been lifted from the top of my head." After a couple of weeks, it happened. In the same way it always does. Her husband wanted to know where all this change was coming from. He wanted to know what her secret was, why she was so happy. He couldn't believe how calm and peaceful and loving she was being. Even if he was being not very nice, in his own words. He then joined the program at no extra cost, and I heard from Zara that they just booked a holiday to get away together without the children. She said, "We're so grateful, Nicola. Things keep on getting better and better, and we finally turned a corner we didn't think was possible." So the reason I'm sharing this case study with you and sharing my life story with you is because it really works. And I really want to inspire you to make those changes in your relationship. So now I've shown you how to awaken your magnetic love energy. It's about becoming the love that you are and tapping into that peace once a day for 5 minutes. It's all it takes, 5 minute powerful love enhancing meditation. And if you've got longer, then even better. So if you enjoyed this, then feel free to leave a rating or a review. I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe to the show to get the next one. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for tuning in, and can't wait to be with you in the next part 3, where we're going to be talking about how to reset your relationship quickly and release the past.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.